This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Marty Van Ness. She's not your usual tech guru. She's actually a turkey guru on the Butterball line, and the phones are already ringing there with questions about next week's big dinner. That's how we got her, too. Marty, are you ready to play the game where this week we try and stump each other with numbers from food tech news just in time for Thanksgiving?
I think so. I'm a little nervous. My palms are sweating. This is harder than cooking a turkey.
Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
What happens if I flunk?
Well, you know, then your goose will be cooked, I suppose. So I've got a number for you. Version 1.2.
Oh, can I butterball it?
Are you going to call someone else on the hotline?
Yeah.
No, you don't get to phone a friend, but I will tell you what the actual number is. This month, the makers of Soylent released a new vegan formula, Soylent version 1.2, for people who care about animals but not about food, apparently. Have you heard of Soylent? It's like a technology startup company that's making protein shakes, and it's called Soylent.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
But it doesn't sound very delicious, does it?
Well, to somebody it will be.
All right, you got a number for me?
5 years.
The age of the oldest Thanksgiving dinner helping app?
Well, our answer would be how many years we've been doing Twitter at the Turkey Talk Line.
You've been tweeting turkey for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Tweeting turkey. Tweeting turkey. That's something totally different. We don't go there.
All right, cool. I got a number for you. You ready?
Okay.
1.5 million pounds of lettuce.
Used by McDonald's?
That's a good guess. What I'm really looking for is Aero Farms. It's this aeroponic farming startup. It plans to grow 1.5 million pounds of leafy greens per year in Newark, New Jersey. What do you think? They're going to, like, grow lettuce in the air, I guess.
So it's like hydroponic, but it's aeroponic.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you got a number for me?
10 years.
So the other one was 5 years. I'm going to guess maybe the length of time that Butterball has been answering emails about turkey.
You peaked.
I didn't peek.
You are right, Ben Johnson.
What's the strangest email? Have you gotten some bizarre emails about turkey?
They did send us one once, and it was cute. It was the bikini turkey. You have your raw turkey. It's all pasty white, and you put it in the oven. But before you put it in the oven, you make like a little foil bikini.
So you get a turkey tan.
Yeah, it gets a turkey tan, and then you take the foil off, and it looks like the turkey had a bikini on.
That's some impressive innovation right there.
That's somebody with not enough to do, maybe.
Marty Van Ness supervises the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Marty, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. You have a great holiday season.
You know what?